power generation. The shift was driven by falling prices and government policies, particularly in China, which accounted for almost half the solar panels installed.
President Trump looking at a way to help Puerto Rico, possibly by getting rid of the nation's debt. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The U.S. territory filing bankruptcy in May because of a $73 billion debt burden, making it the biggest U.S. municipal bankruptcy in history. On Tuesday, while visiting the island viewing hurricane damage, President Trump said Puerto Rico does owe a lot of money to Wall Street, but that, quote, we will have to wipe that out, saying whoever it's owed to, quote, you can wave goodbye to that. I'm Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are watching a tropical depression that's forming in the Caribbean. They say models are showing it turning into a hurricane that would strike the U.S. this weekend. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Gun control advocates attempting to capitalize on the tragedy in Las Vegas holding a rally today. Chris Barnes with the story.
We offer our thoughts and prayers, but it's all a show until people forget.
Georgia Democrat John Lewis among those taking part in an event outside the Capitol Wednesday morning.
How many more must die?
Republicans say it's way too soon to be discussing gun control in the wake of the Sunday massacre.
Look, the investigation's not even been completed. And I think it's premature to be discussing legislative solutions.
That's Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell, and I'm Chris Barnes.
Residents of Las Vegas lining up to donate blood in the wake of the mass tragedy, John Clemens reports.
Long lines of people in Las Vegas waiting to donate blood to help save lives will be one of the positive images. I spoke to Julie Scott of United Blood Services in Las Vegas.
On those typical days, we collect somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 to 175 blood donations. On Monday, we were able to collect 670 blood donations. We are forever grateful for those folks that come forward and help us replenish the community supply.
I'm John Clemens.
The CDC says cancers related to obesity are rising. They say the rates of a dozen obesity-related cancers increased 7% from 2005 through 2014. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and Forbes 400 members, and where you get a chance to hear their stories of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for joining us this week. Well, folks, last week we had an opportunity to meet with Cliff Hudson, the chairman and CEO of the largest drive-in restaurant business in the nation, Sonic Drive-In. And I tell you, after hearing the corporate history and the shared strategies that Cliff and his team put together, I just had to find an example of someone who actually started out with Sonic and at an entry level and built their own success story as an operator franchisee. Well, folks, we've done that. And today, you're going to meet Ronald Buddy McLean, whose personal success story is one that the textbooks are made of. Buddy, welcome to Legends of Success, my friend.
Thank you very much.
It's we're really proud to have you here. I don't know how much Cliff gave up of our last interview, but are you ready for us?
I am ready.
You've got a tremendous story, Buddy, and we're so happy to have you here. For the listeners that may have missed Cliff's interview, Buddy, can we start, like, maybe give us some overview stats of Sonic Corporation today, and then we'll get into your story, just so they see a picture of how big this really is.
Well, Sonic chain overall has about 3,100 locations across the mostly southern United States.
Mm-hmm. And what type of sales and owners, et cetera, do you think they're cranking out these days?
Sonic became a million-dollar chain with annual sales of a million-plus, which was a big milestone for us to do, and we're very proud to be there.
That's a million per unit.
That is correct.
Yeah, so you start multiplying a million times 300 and some chains. You're up in the you're up over $3 billion at this point, correct?
That is correct.
It's pretty impressive when you really look at the history of all this. And Buddy, I understand that you guys are in almost just about every state except maybe right along the top of the northern tier going across America. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're expanding rapidly across the United States.
Mm, what a great story. And Cliff was able to share some of the strategies. But, you know, looking across the Sonic system, we dug up a great story in Buddy McLean, and so the folks understand and have a picture of your operation. Tell us today the stats of how big your operation is, Buddy, and then after that I'll take you back to the beginning where it all began. How's that?
That would be fine. We have about 100 restaurants, and we also average about $1 million per location annually, and we employ somewhere around 3,200 people to run our restaurants and our office staff and all.
That's pretty serious. How, in your mind, you must have partners or strategic people to help you keep all this together, don't you?
I do. We have partners across our company, and I've got some really good partners that's been with me a long time.
What's the secret to getting a good partner, Buddy, you've had to learn over the years?
The key to getting a good partner is make sure the chemistry's right. A lot of times you don't have to be compatible or equally the same type person, but if the chemistry there is right and everything, and the honesty and the integrity is the key.
It really is, and I guess you have to have a shared vision and the same set of valued principles, correct?
That is true. Yeah, we meet once a month as an executive group to talk about and make sure we all are on the same page with our principles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's an ongoing project because there's always adapting to change in the future, isn't there, Buddy?
In this industry, there's a lot of adapting to the change of the future.
Yeah, your industry is really one when you look at fast food, and you guys are the kings of drive-in. And folks, by driving, we mean, well, I'll let you explain the difference between a drive-in Sonic versus a drive-up McDonald's, for example.
Well, the great thing about the drive-in business is you can pull up in your automobile, and you can take your time and decide how long you want to wait because nobody's pressuring you at a microphone or something. You push the button and you place your order at your own pace, and then they bring the food out to you. And we also have a credit card piece at the stall where you can place the order there and pay for your food there, and it's all done. You don't have to give your credit card to anyone. It's all done right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty it's innovative. I mean, drive-ins aren't innovative, but your technology and your efficiency has got to continually be creative, correct?
That's the great thing that we've evolved back into, where our system is very productive in today's world and society. It's a fast pace.
Fast pace, ever-changing. And in your business especially, the way I see the industry, buddy, is that you're either buying up or you're selling out, but if you remain stagnant, you'll get knocked out.
That is exactly correct. We have a very diverse menu. We supply a lot of different things across the board for all the customers to try to make sure we keep every customer base we can happy.
Is it different, buddy, in the fast food business and drive-in business to establish pure differentiation among all your competitors? I mean, what's the one single thing that differentiates your business versus others?
The one thing that we have at Sonic that other fast food don't have is we have a personal waitress that comes out to your car a lot of times on roller skates and delivers the food to you personally. Most other fast food has counter service, so we break ourselves apart a little bit from that.
But let's go back. Let's find out, buddy. Today you've got 3,200 employees and associates. You've got 100 locations. Tell the folks where you're from and where'd you grow up, buddy?
I grew up in a small town called Houston, Mississippi. And then I moved to Columbus, Mississippi, and went to work for Sonic.
But even before you got there, that's probably my fault. I should have kept you there for a second. In Houston, Mississippi, did you come from a family of entrepreneurs, buddy?
Oh, no. No, I was from a single parent, just me and my sister. And we grew up pretty poor, didn't have a lot of money. We all worked and worked our way through high school and college.
And so you're out hustling, having jobs, and doing what you can to make money.
Yes, I worked in the North Mississippi part has things called chair factories, where a lot of people made furniture. And I worked in the furniture factories and made recliners.
And that was during high school. Now, you graduated high school. I understand, buddy, that you had a very interesting job when you graduated.
Well, when I graduated from high school, I was going to go to college during the day, and I needed a job at night, and I found a job making toilet seats on the night shift, what they call the graveyard shift, while I went to school during the day.
And what was that like? Describe that job.
Well, you know, the furniture factory was a production, you know, and the toilet seats was a production, and I still inspect toilet seats today to see if I've made some of them. But in the Sonic world today, this is a production. We produce hamburgers. We produce a meal. So it's all a production line, just like the other systems were.
Yeah, I guess, you know, one hand you're flipping lids, the other flipping burgers. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, but you still flip the lids and see if your stamp of approval from the factory, if it's something you made. Do you really do that?
I still do that. I hate to admit that, but I do.
God bless you. Listen, when's your birthday, by the way?
March the 27th.
I'm sending you a box of surgical gloves and tongs, but don't mix the tongs up with the ones at the restaurant.
That is correct.
So what was it like working in a factory? Your third shift, were you getting paid well? I mean, I want people to see that, you know, this was no easy gravy train for you.
No, I wasn't paid very well, but they tried to give me a raise, and it wasn't very much, which is the reason I decided to become an entrepreneur and not stay in the system of climbing that ladder that seemed to be pretty hard to climb.
It sounds pretty tough. Somebody said, I did a little research, your raise, I think, was a nickel.
That is correct. And they moved it to 7 cents when I wouldn't accept their nickel because I didn't think it was enough to justify even taking a raise.
You know, it's interesting. Jack Welch, the legendary CEO of General Electric, when he first was a chemical engineer and joined GE, he was an agitator. C. Forbes likes to call himself an agitator, too, when it comes to politics. But Jack got a raise, and he says, you know, John, when I got a raise, everybody got a raise. And it was the same exact raise. There was no differentiation. And he starts stirring the pot way back when, and I guess that affected you in the same way that everyone got the same raise. But yours was pittance.
That's right.
That's pretty amazing. And I also want to mention, you were in college at this time, too, were you not?
That is correct, yes. I was working the graveyard shift at night and then going to school during the day.
And you're working there, so you're going to Mississippi State, is it?
That is correct.
All right, so we got Buddy McLean working at a toilet seat company. Not that there's anything wrong with toilet seat companies, but talk about dedication. He still flips those lids today. And to check if they're made right. But when we get back, folks, we're going to find out, how does Buddy McLean, with that big raise of only a nickel, go from flipping lids to flipping burgers. This is really an incredible story. It's laudable. It's one you won't forget. I'm John Resnick. We're honored to be with Buddy McLean from Sonic Drive-Ins. We'll be back right after this.
Mike Hewitt here with another minute of common sense. Fear of the changing times seems compelling, but let's pause for a little reflection. A friend's mother traveled west aboard a covered wagon and flew home on a jet plane. Imagine her view of change. And what of the roaring 20s, a decade that witnessed rampant hedonism, wild drug use, piercings and tattoos galore, near mainstream pornography, the rise of hardline American communism, and much more. It was America's romp on the wild side, a social rejection of Victorianism. Sound familiar? I bet. But it's more than noteworthy to remember that these young folks of the 20s were the parents of what we now know of as America's greatest generation. Louis lament on how times have changed. Folks, times always change. But know this, the American dream is still alive for anyone willing to embrace it. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick and really having a nice visit with Buddy McLean, one class act entrepreneur who started out from a very financially poor background in Mississippi, broken home. And at what age was that home broken? How old were you, Buddy?
When I was 2.5, my father left.
Just like that, which you barely probably remember, or do you remember any of it?
No, very little.
Very, very little. And how did that affect you, and what did your mom do to survive? How did you guys stay alive?
My mom worked in the chair factories, as I mentioned earlier, that was part of the industry in that area that I lived in. And she worked in the chair factory, worked real hard, raised me and my sister. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of my friends have, father-son stories, and I have only one. When I was 7 years old, I went to Chicago to see my father, and he took me to a Chicago Cubs baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my one Hall of Fame father-son story.
That's it.
That's it.
And as you're growing up, and we'll get back here a little bit to how you got into Sonic, but I'm just curious, as you were growing up and you started, is your father still alive?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And did he come around to see as you were growing up, or you didn't really hear from him?
No. I probably see him about once every 5 years just because I wanted my daughters to meet him one time.
Yeah, yeah. Did he start coming around once you were successful?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's go back. So you're growing up, the industry and everybody in your areas working for the factories, and I guess your parents, your mom expected you, well, Buddy, I work in the factories. That's what you got to do. And you got a job working for a toilet seat company, but after you're there for 3 years, you're unhappy, you're a Mississippi State. What's the next thing that happened, a pivotal event in your life?
Well, after that big raise that I got, I realized I needed to be looking at my career differently. And so I decided to go to work for Sonic. Sonic was an opportunity to make more money, and you could make more money as you grew. Mm-hmm. So I dropped out of school, quit my job flipping toilet seats,
right,
and went to flipping hamburgers.
Right.
And my mom wasn't real proud of that at the moment, but she came around very well after she saw that I really enjoyed my new career.
You know, you would think that, you know, tradition, and you know, this is what she did, and this is what she knew for financial security. She must have flipped when you dropped out of Mississippi State. She must not have been a happy camper.
No, she wasn't real happy with it, but after she saw that I really was enjoying what I was doing, it came around to be fine.
Okay. And when you quit, what was it about the Sonic dream? I'm not trying to promote them per se, but the dream, what drew you in? Besides only getting a nickel raise, what were you looking forward to? What did they have that set them apart for your other prospects?
What Sonic does a lot is they sell a percentage of the business to the person that runs the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So you immediately can create your own raise. If you're willing to work harder, you can make more money. So I started as a manager trainee, and their dream that they sold me on, that I still continue to sell people every day, is you can own part of your own restaurant in your own town and get up every morning and unlock the door to your restaurant and say you own it, and you benefit from the results of the profits.
Mm-hmm. And when you went to high school and college before you dropped, did you take business courses?
I did. I took a few.
So that intrigued you. You're really interested in being your own boss, being your own business owner.
Yes.
So, and starting out here, you are age 22, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so from 19 to 22, you're at the factory, 22, or you're here. So what are some of those first chores? I guess you did everything.
Yes, through training, you do everything in the entire operations as far as cleaning the parking lot. You car hopped, you cooked, you made the sodas, and you pulled every position, and you trained to run the entire business and replace anybody at any time that you had to.
Mm. And I believe still to this day there's some similar things. Even if you hire an executive, they've got to go through some of that, don't they?
That is true. When we hire even accountants and marketing people to come involved in our company, they have to go work a week at the Sonic and get a feel for what our true employees that make our money for us. And they go and work there and get a feel for it. That way they understand what we go through in the days and nights and weekends of the restaurant business.
Hmm. That's a good idea. And you know, folks, if you're just tuning in, John Resnick here. We're on Legends of Success, visiting with Buddy McClain. This man has started out at age 22 at Sonic Burgers, Sonic Drive-In, flipping hamburgers, scrubbing floors. I've got all the little things that you've done here listed, cleaning out parking lots, waiting on people, started an entry-level job, and today owns 100 of those franchise locations. It's just a tremendous success story. This is the real deal. Going through, how long did it take you? How long were you working for someone else until the opportunity came to look at your own location, Buddy?
I ran a Sonic for a different group of people for 4 years, and at the end of that, I decided that I wanted to do it myself and wanted to grow faster than they were wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Sonic, and they gave me an opportunity to become a franchisee of my own.
Mm-hmm.
The thing they asked me was, do you have any money to build a new one? I said, no, I don't have any money, so I've got to go buy one that's closed down and reopen it and start from scratch.
Now, I find that really interesting. So you got a call from, actually, it was, I guess, the founder. Was it Mr. Smith?
Yes, it was Mr. Troy Smith, the founder of Sonic.
And how did you find out about this? You didn't call him. He called you or something happened like that?
I called him and asked for an opportunity, and he looked at my record and saw that I had ran a Sonic for 4 years and that I was running a good operation. And he called me back, and he said, you know, we'd like to have you in our Sonic family. And he sent me a list of closed-down stores in the area because through the early 80s, Sonic went through some closed-down units and some tough times, which is really great that we've gotten to where we are today and survived the tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just took advantage of opportunities to turn around restaurants at that period.
I find that interesting. So what percentage of those restaurants closed? Was there a high percentage, Buddy?
It was probably up to 20% of the the restaurants were closed at that time.
And what do you attribute that to? That's kind of like an anomaly almost in a growing business, obviously. I mean, what was going wrong with those restaurants?
One of the things that Sonic was doing wrong was they was allowing people to run around and open up a Sonic in Texas and open up one in Tennessee and open up one in Georgia. Mm. And Sonic started selling territorial rights where people had to put a small group together and put them together, close together, where you could supervise them and manage them closer.
That's what they did to correct it.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, I see. Because, you know, there's an old saying about not only being in your business, you must be on your business. And I guess today, with smart growth of chains or franchisor-franchisee relationships, you have to have a very intelligent growth. I'd almost bet that it's now a contiguous growth they require you to do.
And that is correct. My first 12 stores, I wouldn't build one over an hour from my house.
Yeah, and it's smart. It makes a lot of sense. Now, when you took that, so that's what happened. It was a scattered growth with not a so-called very intelligent plan on contiguous smart growth. What did you do? Now, you looked at these locations. You had a whole list. How did you pick out the failure that you wanted versus the other failures? How did you select that location that you wanted?
I looked at several of them, and this one just fit me. When I pulled on the parking lot of that location, I just knew that it was the right deal for me.
Why is that, buddy?
So much in business, you look at things and you say, well, is it good for you? And try to overanalyze something. But your gut feeling, when you pull up onto something or you see something, if your gut feeling says do it, that's usually a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that is so true. I know when I bought my house a number of years ago, I didn't even go through the whole home. I was in there less than 5 minutes, 3 minutes. I said, I'll take that. You just know. There's something in your gut. You know it's going to work.
That's right. So I just had a gut feeling that that was the right location for me to go and start my new career with it.
Now, what was the first thing you did, your first step, a major step, buddy, to turn this around where the others failed?
Oh, to be a successful entrepreneur, a lot of times people think you've got to be very smart, and it is. You know, you definitely got to have a certain amount of intelligence, but you can't buy hard work.
Huh.
Hard work is one of those things. No matter how smart you are, if you're not willing to work hard, you still can't get to certain levels.
I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And hard work. I just went in there. I knew what it needed to be done. I lived there. I got my culture that I needed to make that restaurant run like me and like I wanted it run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, any successful business, a shoe business, oil change business, or anything else, they're only as good as those people that run them.
I love it. And, you know, we get back, buddy. I'm going to ask you, and folks, you'll love to hear this little anecdote. That when Buddy opened that first location, I believe there's some guy that walked right through the door and says, we're going to put you out of business. Buddy, when we get back, we're going to ask you about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Legends of Success. And just a wonderful story of Buddy McLean, one of America's great franchise operators with Sonic Drive-In. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I've always known you were good, right? You know that, John. I've always known you guys were good, but you really proved it.
President Trump meeting with first responders in Las Vegas after visiting with the victims of the shooting incident in Vegas. President Trump with high praise for the Las Vegas police.
I was a fan before this. You know that. Everyone in this room knows that. A big fan before this. And I guess if you can be more of a fan, I guess I'm even more of a fan now.
President Trump praising Secretary of State Rex Tillerson after Tillerson's press conference this morning, where he called out NBC for a fake news story claiming that he was ready to resign this summer.
Yeah, I'm very honored by his comments. It was fake news. It was a totally phony story. It was made up. It was made up by NBC. They just made it up.
The FBI questioning the girlfriend of accused Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock. Mary Lou Danley flew back from the Philippines yesterday. The FBI says they don't know she was involved in the attack. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
You know, several times I looked at where I wanted to go and I said, you know, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? We've made a lot of mistakes and we've done a lot of things right. And we've learned from both. We've learned from our mistakes and we've learned from the things that we do right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you. And that's part of entrepreneur and that's part of mentorship.
We're hearing a tremendous success story from Buddy McLean, one of America's most successful and strategic franchisees in the fast food, actually drive-in business, Sonic Drive-Ins. Buddy started out again flipping burgers. He had no money, started an entry-level job. Today he owns 100 locations. How'd that feel? You ever pinch yourself and look back and say, I mean, this has been a blur?
At one point, 10 stores was my long-term goal.
Really?
So somewhere along the road, I kind of changed that.
And now you're at 100. What is your goal today? Where do you want to be, buddy?
Right now, every 5 years, we reevaluate it, but we think that we would like to shoot for 250.
Good. You have a timeline set?
No.
Okay.
One good restaurant at a time.
I love it. I love it. One intelligent, good restaurant at a time. Talking about the one at a time, that first one we were talking about, buddy, in the last segment, you took this thing over that was a failure. Troy Smith gave you an opportunity. He says, hey, it's shut down. If you can you can turn this thing around, and Troy Smith, folks, was the founder of Sonic. If you can turn this thing around, take a shot at it. When you opened your doors, it wasn't long before you have a visitor from across the corner. Who was that, and what did he tell you?
Well, one of the first people that walked in the door and said that he was with Burger King across the street, and he just wanted to let me know that he's put everybody else out of business and I wouldn't be there very long. So I politely told him that I'll be there definitely when he's gone. And so we just had that little choice of words there, a little competitive edge going on.
Mm-hmm. And?
And 3 years later, they did close that restaurant down.
Good.
And my restaurant is still going strong.
I love it. Did he come to you for a job?
No, he didn't. I never saw him again.
Would you have hired him?
No.
Yeah, you never know. That'll want your job and try to throw you out. Oh, that's great. So again, you come into this business that wasn't, it was a loser. It was a dog, and you turned it around. Great concept. Wasn't operated right. How difficult is it to convince people to come to a location that had failed and try to charge them up and have them positive to share your dream, buddy?
Well, when I went to the bank in the morning, I'd tell everybody at the bank, come eat with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'd go to the convenience store or to the cleaners or everywhere you went during your day, you'd just ask people to come eat with you. And if you take care of them, they're going to come try once, you know, because a lot of entrepreneurs, business people help each other. Mm. If I buy, you know, use you as a cleaner, you use me for hamburgers, and, you know, everybody helps everybody. So you can build business if you just network and communicate, and some people even call it neighborhood marketing, but I was just calling it survival.
Yes, when you're hungry, it certainly puts a flame on you to move a little, doesn't it?
That is correct.
That's a great motivator. But beyond that, you've learned a lot of things about building business. What percent of running a business and building a successful business with good team workers, et cetera, comes from books? What percentage comes from horse sense?
Oh, that's a tough question. A whole lot of it comes from books because today I have to do a lot of reading and studying to continue to try to grow with my company,
mm-hmm.
to stay ahead of where I want to be.
Yes.
But common sense is something that's so naturally good when you do have both. It's a good combination to have.
Yeah, you really need both, obviously. It's a complicated world today.
Yes, without one of or the other, you have a hard time getting through it.
Well, you certainly, if you only had horse sense, and I'm not knocking people, just horse sense, but you certainly don't go from 1 to 100 because after a while, it's not so much operating a location. It becomes more of a global thought. Did you have any early mentors that got you in that frame of mind?
Yes, I did. Sonic's got several just great people, and Cliff Hudson has been a great mentor for me, and Chuck Harrison, who is the largest franchisee in Sonic, has always been a great mentor for me.
How'd you first meet Chuck?
Chuck was one of my first employers that I worked for, and he had a smaller group of people that worked under him that I worked for that wasn't growing, so that's how I broke away. But I saw Chuck up front, and I always saw his intellect and his character, and I just wanted to make sure that I grew up and was that kind of person.
When you left him, so the first 4 years before you took on your own place, you worked for him.
Correct.
And when you left him, did he encourage you or discourage you?
Oh, no, he was fine. He knew I was with the wrong group of people that was between he and I.
Gotcha.
And we're still very close friends today, and he still definitely is a mentor to me today.
That's wonderful. And in your life, mentors and mentoring others, buddy shared with me on the phone the other day, is extremely important. And reiterate that, would you please?
Well, a lot of people, you know, you have little things that you've heard from somebody that you remember. 20 years later, somebody said this to you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, I had a football coach that told me that the difference between a winner and a loser is a winner never quits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have that beside me on my dresser every morning. That's the first thing I see. And little quotes like that, little things like that of people helping you along the way. And Cliff Hudson's just been awesome with mentoring me to handle 100 restaurants like a big company and not like individual restaurants.
You know, and that's interesting because Cliff being the chairman, we had Cliff on last week, folks, if you remember. I'm sure you do. Didn't you also, you know, you go from one franchise to two to five to ten. You also not only had to sell yourself on the dream, which you believed in, but you probably had some marketing and salesmanship to do to Cliff and the people at the very top to believe in you. Am I correct?
That is correct. Cliff and his people came for a business plan review that I had asked them to come to do with me. And I showed them how I had set our people out to everybody in different positions, HR department, the accounting department. And then as I laid it out, I saw that they were seeing that we was capable of growing rapidly like we were trying to do. And at the end of it, I just asked them, I said, you know, is that possible for us to own 250 restaurants? And so that was part of me asking corporate if they would allow me to go where I wanted to go with this company.
Mm. Well, it is a partnership. So when you establish that from the beginning and work as team workers, partners, et cetera, that's all about building the alliance, isn't it, buddy?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm. And it's all about shared vision and selling that vision and get other people on the bandwagon with your vision, is it not?
And the vision has to be laterally the same. Everybody's got to have the same vision.
Yes. Yes. Well put. Very well put. This is really an impressive story. From age 22 You're how old now, buddy?
I just turned 51.
Well, happy birthday, and for your birthday, you got your 100th franchise. Well, folks, you know, it's not always easy sailing, smooth sailing in business. When we get back, I need to ask Buddy, if you remember, most of his locations are in the Southeast. I want to ask Buddy what happened during Katrina, because, folks, this was one tough blow that was dealt to Buddy McLean and all the locations that he had. We'll find out how he turned that around. Buddy McLean's our guest today on Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with Buddy McLean. Again, folks, Buddy started out at age 22 flipping hamburgers. He had an opportunity at an entry level of Sonic Drive-In, America's largest drive-in restaurant. And today he just went in business with his 100th location. You know, when you look back at all this, it's a pretty incredible ride, but it's not all been peaches and cream and smooth sailing. How in the world, I know the answer to this, but tell the folks how many locations you had and how many were affected by Katrina, would you, Buddy?
Yes, when Katrina hit, it did hit Mississippi as a direct hit. I had 88 restaurants, I think, at the time. And the morning after Katrina left our state, I had 62 restaurants closed.
Mm. Mm. 62 out of 88.
Yes, that was a pretty devastating hit for our company.
Oy. Did you think for a moment you're completely wiped out and it's it?
I definitely thought I had reversed the things from rags to riches and from riches to rags.
Did you really? And how long did it take before you would not accept that? Because obviously you didn't.
Well, that very first morning, at 7 o'clock that morning, I was trying to find the closest Sonic in Jackson, Mississippi that had power. Where mm-hmm. we could get it open and get dollars coming back in the door and then start trying to go to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. And by after lunch that day, I found out I had 5 restaurants open in the Jackson market where I had 23 stores. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all worked hard to try to keep those restaurants open and then try to figure out where we could get power. And I bought generators and got Stonics back open. The whole team, the whole family just pulled together and got us back open. We had 37 of those 62 opened by the end of the week.
Oh, yay. That must have been an incredible. How many hours of sleep did you get?
None. No, we worked day and night. That Friday night, I drove down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast where it came in and hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And I took 2 generators to try to get some stores open. One reason is I definitely needed the cash flow for my company, but also those people needed hamburgers.
Yeah.
Those people needed hot meals.
Sure.
And, you know, we had to go through broken down trees, and we had to go down the roads and help ourselves get over them. And we got down there and hooked up the generators, and that night I slept in a restaurant.
Did you really?
I slept in the restaurant just to show my people that I was there and that I was there to for them and to help us get over the hump.
Mm.
And, you know, the next day I had to come back to Jackson and get more supplies and go back down. And then a friend of mine brought his RV over for me and parked the RV behind a Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning I woke up, and I woke up at 6 in the morning to, "Welcome to Sonic. May I take your order, please?"
No.
"Oh, no, I'm too close to the business today."
We'll be back in a moment with more of the story from Buddy McClain. You're listening to Legends of Success.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting with Buddy McClain and hearing his story of success with Sonic Drive-Ins. Owns over 100 of them. Buddy, they say with every setback, there's a pearl of wisdom. How did Sonic Corporate assist you? They had to do something to try to help you out as one of their operators.
They were awesome. Sonic Corporate shipped me food from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, Cliff Hudson finally got a hold of me because he'd been trying for days and you couldn't get a hold of anybody in our area because cell phone lines were down. And Cliff said, "Buddy, what do you need? You know, everybody's wanting to help." I said, "Cliff, we have no housing. Somebody needs to send us some RVs or some small campers." And the next day at 5 o'clock, five campers pulled up, bright, new, and shiny, and very welcome.
Really? Sonic bought them for you?
That's correct. They sent them and worried about the rest later.
I love it. I love it. You know, when you look at this, there's so many directions we can go here. And also talking about your long history, You have a partnership that isn't just 1 or 2 years old. You have a, I hate to call it unusual because I know there's a lot of them out there, but it's not as common as many people think. Tell me about your long-term partnership you've had. How far does it go back? And tell me about a couple of these folks.
I have, it's four of us that met in the first grade in Houston, Mississippi.
Mm.
And the four of us work in Sonic together today. Great friends, great partners. And, I mean, we know each other's grandmas and grandpas. And, you know, we just have a great history. And it's, you can't get away from your past when you work with people that long.
Isn't that the truth? But it's amazing. There's got to be a single lesson that you can that you've learned and you can share. The wisdom of long-term sustainable partnerships. What would that one single most important lesson be, buddy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of times you make business deals and you make decisions, and sometimes you lose friendships over it.
Mm-hmm.
And friendships are more important than business deals.
Absolutely.
You got to make those overrule at the right time.
Did you ever make a commitment to something that in the after you made it, you said, I really screwed up. This is going to cost me. And if you did, how'd you handle it?
One of my key people in my company says it's okay to make a bad hire. It's just not okay to learn to live with it.
Gotcha. But if you made that commitment, you certainly would honor it.
Correct.
Yeah, no matter, I mean, it happens. Buddy, any other, I mean, as we're looking forward here and you've got your goal to hit 250 locations, what advice would you have for people that are similar to Buddy McLean at age 22 with big eyes and big dreams that they want to move forward? Some of the students and young people right now, what inspiration do you have for them going into business?
You know, several times I looked at where I wanted to go and I said, you know, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? Or is your team capable of doing that? And you just got to keep the dream and you got to keep the faith. But the main thing is you've got to stay focused. You got to stay involved in what you're doing and you've got to stay focused on your direction.
And I think that with every setback, correct me if I'm wrong, but with every setback you run into or your business runs into, there's a very valuable lesson there. And those setbacks are part of the formula of success. If you don't have setbacks, you're not in business.
Oh, that's very true. We've made a lot of mistakes and we've done a lot of things right. And we've learned from both. We've learned from our mistakes, and we've learned from the things that we do right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you.
Well,
and that's part of entrepreneur, and that's part of mentorship.
You know, and that is so powerful, and I wish all business owners would do that. That's why I started the program, is to get the Buddy McLeans to share the wisdom that no one else has except the Buddy McLeans of the world. And I think that's important. You enjoy lecturing. You go back to Mississippi State where you actually dropped out of. I understand you won a pretty big award there, didn't you?
Matter of fact, it was the University of Southern Mississippi, another good university in Mississippi, that I was the Entrepreneur of the Year. And I was in some pretty good company because David Orrick had won the first of that, and Ross Perot won it. You know, one of them 75 and the other one's 82, so I know I got 30 good years left in me.
I love it. Now, I'm sure you made both of them your mentors because they've got those 30 years of excess wisdom that you don't have yet.
That's right. Yeah, I've got to learn how to get to the next level, and I need people to help me get there. So the mentorship needs to be running both ways with me. I need to be helping some people, and I definitely need help.
Yeah, David Orrick was on here. He had a similar story of recovering. I'm sure you've known David, and you've obviously have met him, but you know, here's another great story from him. Mississippi, he got knocked pretty tough too, didn't he, from Katrina?
He did. He took care of his people, and he got back open, and he did it, very good integrity and did a great job.
You wonder, I mean, you look at a guy, what's David now, 82?
82
years old, and you look around, you say, what in the world charges this guy? He has more energy today than he probably had 50 years ago.
He's still a great vacuum cleaner salesman.
He is great, isn't he? And you know, at the end of the day, aren't we all peddlers and salesmen in something?
That is correct.
You know, I don't care if you're a lawyer, a dentist, a home builder, whatever you are, at the end of the day, we've got to sell something. And, you offer a good value and you offer a product and service. And after that, it's a lot of common sense and hard work, isn't it?
Yes, but you also got to sell a good attitude every day.
Oh, you better believe it. And was that difficult? As you grow bigger, how do you keep that attitude growing and that culture growing with so many locations?
I just still have so much passion for the business. I love it. I get up every morning and I go to work and I love my job. I mean, I get up every day and can work ever. It don't matter how many hours I work because I enjoy what I do. Mm. And I work with good people.
Yes.
And I enjoy what I do with the people.
What is your, buddy, going forward? You got this big goal of 250. You're at 100 locations now. What's the greatest strategic challenge in getting there?
Well, what we've got to do is do succession planning. Everyone has to work on trying to find someone to take their place where we can continue to grow our company to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got to be training their replacement. And a lot of people don't want to do that because they're scared they can be replaced and go out instead of go up.
Sure. I think it's great. Coincidentally, I've been doing that for 20 years. That's my real full-time life. Succession planning, we've been preaching and practicing and training people and teaching people how to do that for years. I mean, that's the lifeblood of the future of the business. Buddy McLean, you are a wonderful guest. I want to thank you for the gift of your time. You've offered a lot of knowledge and wisdom today, and I hope you'll come back next year and we can chart your growth.
Oh, I would appreciate that. That would be great.
Okay, my friend. Thank you for the opportunity and the gift of your time.
Thank you.
You bet. I want to thank the team at Sonic Drive-In for their assistance with today's program and our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, and as always, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. We'll look forward to seeing you next week on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, Head of Small Business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.